Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Podcast, webinar, or live stream you need recording? Grandma's Studio. It's what your grandma would have wanted.
Right, folks, welcome back to another BBM Presents podcast. And then we are in Grandma's Studio in Loughborough. So if you want to do a podcast and sit here and talk rubbish with your mates or whatever, I'd like to get Jane Hunt on RMP, but she won't do it. So if you want to do a podcast, get in touch with Grandma's Studio and do your own podcast. Sorry, that's me hitting the microphone. So today, I'm very happy to have these two people on.
Lewis D.
Fran.
There you go. We've got you two do abandoned buildings, you do exploring abandoned buildings, you do the paranormal, and you're also a rapper.
I try.
Good stuff. So what we're going to do, we're just going to have a chat for about an hour or so. You all up for an hour?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. I found you through a bit of support you gave me on a video. Somebody gave me some stick and you offered some support, which I was appreciate, mate.
No
Thank
worries.
You. So anyway, I looked at your channel and I found that you do all this different kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And I got hooked on it straight away. I really, really enjoyed it. So I got in touch with you and I thought, do you want to do a podcast? And you were there, weren't you? You
know what I mean? Yeah.
So do you want to tell us a little bit about your channel?
Yeah, so basically we do... Well, we started off with abandoned buildings, abandoned houses, and then we decided to take the leap into the haunted and paranormal stuff, so we tried that, and then that was working a lot better for us as a team.
Yeah.
So, and I was more interested in the haunted abandoned stuff. So,
yeah.
So we just rolled with that, really.
Yeah. I mean, I absolutely love it, and I think you, with your little giggles and your little bit of just that little bit of information that you throw on, I think you've got a really good team, and I think you're really gonna, you know. I don't think you'll be as big as me, but I do like what you do. So tell us a bit more about yourself. Where are you from then, mate?
Yeah, so we're from Cumbria.
Yeah.
I don't know what might say. We're from Cumbria.
What are you, a welder, a chippy?
I work in a bed factory where they make beds.
Mate. I'll tell you what, fair play to you then, mate. If you're working, at least you're contributing to society.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Yeah.
Currently got a new job, but I'm just waiting for the start date on that. This YouTube thing and stuff I'm doing now it's a hobby, really.
Yeah.
But it is like a full-time job as well at the same time, because we travel. Because in Cumbria, there's not much around us, apart from lakes and mountains and stuff, so...
Very beautiful up there, though, isn't it?
It
really is a nice part of the country.
It is nice.
Yeah.
So we've got to travel 3 or 4 hours each time we film, and it does cost us money, especially with the prices of fuel now. I mean,
and cheers, then, Russia.
And then to get back and edit, it's just my weekends are just full of YouTube editing, and then I mean, honestly, on the weekends as well, because with work, I work constant back shifts.
So you're like my missus, you're a YouTube widow.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, that's it, isn't it? Everything's taken up by YouTube. Do you mind that at all, or?
No, not really.
Yeah, it's are you part hobby. Of it?
Yeah, I am now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you watch the videos with him and say, well, I don't think you should have that bit in, or do you offer advice, or?
If he was at mine when he was editing, then you show me bits, don't you?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He usually does it when he goes back home, so then I don't really put an input in, do I? Unless you send me clips. You sometimes send me clips and say, what do you think?
I'd ask you to do voiceovers or...
Yeah, I did a voiceover once.
you weren't happy, or did you enjoy it? Or did you feel the pressure of doing it? Or?
It was actually... Yeah, I did feel pressured. I kept laughing and feeling awkward, didn't I? But I'd never done it before.
No.
And I was like, oh my God, this is so much pressure. But yeah, it was all right. I only did one though, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, that's it. I do think you really do work well together, so yeah, fair play to you. So, just going through my notes now, because obviously I have to do notes because I'm 53 and I can't remember everything. So we'll start off with your rapping. How did you get into that, mate?
It was just a spare of the moment thing. That's the type of music I listen to on a day-to-day basis. So I thought, I want to have a go at this.
Yeah.
So we just downloaded some free, backing music.
Yeah.
And I just started writing. And it is pretty shit, but I had a go at it.
Well, that's it, isn't it? There's a lot of people out there who are quite willing to criticise and have a go and moan and stuff. I mean, I get quite a bit of criticism. There's a couple who are coming after me at the moment, and it's like, when you look at their channel, they've not done nothing, but you're out there and you're going to have a go at it and you're going to try and find what you enjoy and what you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So fair play to you, mate. You know, I've seen the one where you did, was it that in that street in Toxteth?
Liverpool.
Yeah, when you got out of the Audi and stuff. Yeah. Because I was looking for that today when I it's not there. I thought fair play to you, mate. You have a go, because that's how Eminem started, isn't it? You know, he had a go and look at him now.
Well, that's it.
So, happy days. Right, so, you go around these empty buildings and you try and talk to the dead, communicate.
Yeah, that's right.
Like I say, you went around this street in Totster. Do you ever get nervous, or do you think, shit, something might happen here?
Every time.
Yeah.
Say we pull up, asylums and hospitals are the worst, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say if we pull up outside, park the car up outside them, it'll take us about 20 minutes to just get out the car. It does make you really anxious and stuff. It does, but once you're in there and you get your surroundings, your bearings of the surroundings, you're usually okay. But it's the thing that bothers me the most is it isn't the ghosts and stuff. It's more like people.
Say
if there was homeless in there and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, this was before I met Fran. I done it was called a Deaf and Dumb Institute in Liverpool.
Yeah.
We entered and we got chased out by homeless and they had knives and everything, so it is a bit that.
Yeah, it's.
It kind of put us off
for
a little while, but it's what you got to do, I suppose.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you go to these places and. What was the asylum one you went where the roof was actually falling down and stuff, and it looked absolutely a stunning building. I've made a note, what was it? I can't remember. You went to abandoned asylum.
It was one in Scotland.
Was really, really... Yeah, that was it, the one in Scotland. Do you say, parents, I'm just going here, because if I don't come back for 4 days, I fell down the... Do you let people know where you're going, just in case?
I do now. I do now. I never used to, because before Fran, I used to do it alone, and my parents were a bit, you know, what you going there for? You don't need to go there. It's a bit dangerous and stuff. But
proper parents' instinct. So farewell, well done to the parents looking after your kid.
But it's that asylum in Scotland was amazing.
Yeah,
inside there it was. I was alone then as well. But,
I was at work, wasn't I?
My parents didn't know I went there until they seen the video. But
do you carry a GPS thing with you just in case, like, you go...
No.
Stupid kids of the day.
My dad will watch this and he'll say, we're going to get you on now.
Yeah, he'll be sitting there grinning, because I'm a parent, like, you think, I've just spent, like, thousands of pounds bringing you up trying to be normal and then, like, just go and fall down a well or something.
That's it.
Oh yeah, brilliant. The one I did watch as well was the people, when you've watched this, just go over to Louis' channel, because he's been to some really interesting buildings and lots of history there. You went to the John Lennon Airport one.
Yeah.
What happened? Why is that not being used? Why is it not being used?
I don't know. I think one half of his, maybe a whole, there was a party.
Yeah, you said there were parties.
But I don't know, it does say it was a hotel, but by looking at it when we were there, it doesn't look like it is.
It's just like a 1930s whatever, building, and it's like, it's just abandoned.
And it's a nice looking building as well, isn't it? They've got the old planes on the back, and then
at
the back of the planes they had the old runway as well, which we've never seen that though. But
no.
I, I found that out. It was very interesting.
Well, it was what. In fact, that was one. I mean, it was only a short hour long. It was about 8 minutes long, or something.
It wasn't much. Yeah,
but it was brilliant. And I thought, oh fucking hell, why don't you do more on that? Yeah. Or just wasn't there more to do? Was it just?
I mean, I could do a full, you know, the Beatles, like a little documentary type if I wanted to go around different places. And
where John Lennon was born, where Paul McCartney was born, and
yeah, exactly.
You know,
go
to the cabin. Was it the cabin?
The
club,
cabin.
Where, yeah, that'd be alright. Yeah, just try and do that. But now I thought, what a real, really good interview. You do like pick some good places. The first one I watched after you left the comment of support, I watched the Your Haunted Penrith Beacon.
Yeah.
That was weird, wasn't it? Like, you got the thing on, you think, well, that's probably where they actually
got them. Yeah,
they put them there, and then they just left them in a cage, didn't they?
Yeah.
And that's when I noticed that you got your little cat balls, you call them?
Cat balls.
Yeah, they were going off, weren't they? And then you went over to this, you went over to this pillar, this stone, didn't you?
Yeah.
Or what is it? What's it called that?
It's called a REM pod.
Yeah.
So what it is, it's just like a box with a light on it, with an antenna, and around the antenna, when you turn it on, it'll send, like, electromagnetic fields. So if anything, you know, like a ghost, they say a spirit walks past or touches or that comes close to it.
Yeah.
That's when it goes.
And that
off.
Was going loopy, weren't it?
Yeah. That was crazy, wasn't it?
What did you think? How do you react when you get something like that happening and these lights come on?
It's for that REM pod we used, it hardly ever goes off. So when it goes off, it's
yeah, we're always like, whoa.
There's something standing right there.
Yeah.
It is good though, isn't it? When and like, I think, is it real? Is it or not?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, you just, I've got this thing. I mean, do you believe in this paranormal?
Yeah.
Do you both believe in it?
She used to be a skeptic.
Yeah.
She never.
I never believed at all. I was like, oh no, it's daft. Like, nothing like that exists.
Yeah.
But it does. Like now, I think you have to witness it yourself, experience it yourself to know that it is. And with them cat balls, you have to actually touch them, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Like you have to actually touch them to set
to
them,
make
off.
Them off. Don't
so
you?
So you don't have to go near it. You have to actually touch it.
You seen a hand, didn't you?
Oh God, I'll never forget that. I was crying. It was horrible.
Glenn, what was it?
Where had we been? Where was it again?
Went to the. It's called the Three Sisters House.
Oh, that was
apparently
it.
Free.
Oh yeah.
And we're in the car, and I just turned my head and I saw this hand coming through the back of the car to grab me, and he nearly crashed the car because I screamed. I had tears, and I was like, "There's someone in the back of the car," and he was like, "What?" Oh, it was horrendous. Like full on a hand reaching forwards.
Yeah.
And then you looked in the mirror and saw like a face, didn't you?
Yeah.
On
it
the back seat.
When there's not a camera, isn't it? You're gonna have to start having a camera in your car.
I know. Honestly, I screamed.
Yeah.
It was terrifying.
Any other experiences have you seen?
It's more for my personal experiences. She's maybe seen a bit more than me, but for me, it's more of when I'm editing the videos, I'll hear, like you said, you heard that scream on that asylum.
Yeah.
And just stuff like that, really, your voices, screams. And also a camera can see better than the human heart.
The human eye. It's got all those eyes, he's a shit at the moment.
So that'll pick up, like, if there's a shadow figure walking past, stuff like that, better than what I would see, but we have heard some creepy stuff.
We've just been talking outside, haven't we? And I always wear earbuds or whatever. Earbuds. There you go. Right, my mouth is about as good as my eyes sometimes. And when you're listening to with earpods in, you do actually hear more. And when you say, did you hear that? And you'll say, no.
Yeah.
And then I'll say, yeah, well, I heard it. Because you can actually hear it. So if you do listen, if you do watch them and put your earpods in, because it really does make a difference. That asylum one, the abandoned asylum one you went like walking all around these places, and it has got like, sorry, I just touched the mic again, a horror film feel where you think, oh, for fuck's sake, don't go in there, or don't look down there. You feel like you're in a horror movie, some horror film. I don't say movie, I say film because I'm English.
Well, I feel exactly the same what you said there. It's don't go in there, but then I've got my camera and I think, well, they're wanting me to go in there, so I've got to go in there. But some places, especially that asylum in Scotland, The top levels where the windows weren't boarded up, at least it had a bit of sunlight coming in. But the lower levels,
building,
right? Is amazing. The lower levels had boards on the windows. So the only light we had was the light off my camera.
Yeah.
And being alone as well, that was creepy.
Yeah.
Being there, especially on the wards where they would keep all the patients. I don't know. I think it was called a mental asylum.
Yeah.
I don't know if they don't use them words today. I don't think. But
that was, no, we go all politically correct. That way, you know what I mean.
Mental asylum.
Yeah.
But yeah, as we heard screams and stuff, I think I caught one.
Yeah.
While I was filming.
I'm sure I've heard them.
And that with them screams and stuff at the asylum, the newspapers got hold of that as well, and they started printing stuff about that. But then with that comes criticism and, oh well, he's fake and that. He's probably got his girlfriend down the corridor screaming and.
Well, this is one of the good things. Let me just make sure I've got... Yeah, we're right for a bit. All right, the camera, folks. Now, this is going to sound stupid, but one of the good things about your videos is that you're honest. Can you remember watching the Sweeney in the 70s?
My dad watches it,
and and sometimes they don't always catch the criminal.
That's right.
And that's what I like about your videos, is that you don't always get...
Anything.
Yeah.
And you just come out and you say, well, got fuck all there.
Yeah.
And you're honest. And that makes it up for that. When you do get something, it makes it more worthwhile than you just saying, yeah, we got this today. And, oh, there's a can rattled over there. Or, yeah, there's a bag of plain crisp just floated by. You know what I mean? Yeah. You actually are honest, which goes, I personally think, a long way with the viewer.
We went to a house in Liverpool when we filmed that John. This was before we filmed that John Lennon, but on the same day, we went to this house and everybody in the paranormal community rave about this house. Oh, it's extremely haunted. It's, you need to go there. And we went and we got fuck all. Like,
we got nothing, did we?
But I posted the video and I said at the end of the video, I said, well, at least you know we don't fake things now, just for views.
Yeah,
that's it. I reckon that goes a long way. Because we went on holiday the other week. And we went in an old cottage in Friston, and we got the necrophonic, not necrophilia. That's shagging dead people. <isn't it? laughs> And I've never done that, although sometimes June acts like it. No, I've never done that. And we got the. Sorry if I put you off. That's how I am. I'm just talk shit all the time. And anyway, we did the necrophonic thing, and we were talking to some old boy in this cottage called John.
Hmm.
Was it Bob? I don't know. And you listen to these things, don't you? These necrophonic things.
Yeah.
And you do make words out, don't you?
Yeah.
And you don't know. I mean, Scott's got on one as well. He thinks it's down to the GPS and where they know the age of the thing. But surely that technology is not that good.
No.
You can. Knock it off, I think, your GPS and stuff, and then maybe try it.
Now, that's a good point.
So, we've done a few bits in Hare House.
We have. And they've said my full name before.
Yeah.
Like, literally said my full name.
Really?
Said they knew me and my full name. So you can't fake that, really.
Not really, can you?
No. That scared me a bit.
Yeah.
But people do say about the apps and stuff, how can you trust the app? But it's... They are right what they say, how can you trust the app? Because even I sometimes think, well...
Well, how can you trust the government?
Well, that's it.
So, I think at this moment in time, I'd rather trust an app than the government.
Yeah.
But it's one of them. It's with the paranormal, you don't even know if ghosts are real until you experience it. So you...
Mm.
It's...
Yeah.
Everyone's going to have an opinion at the end of the day, but...
It is.
Once you get out and do it, and you experience something like that, then you can say, well, now I believe or now I don't believe.
Yeah.
I think that's... You know, because your dad, he's...
Doesn't believe any of it.
No?
Nothing.
For what reason doesn't he believe it, or...?
I don't know, he just doesn't think any of it's real.
No?
He just thinks we're just...
Once you're dead, you're dead.
Yeah. He says there's nothing after. And we try and explain to him about everything, like about the video showing things. And he's like, oh, well, it could be this. It could be... He's got an answer for everything.
I've got... Do you know when we went to... I titled it The Titanic, because that's where the White Star Line, where I was from that town. Mm. We went to a graveyard there, and when the video was out, it premiered, and I was watching it with like all the fans and stuff, and I noticed that behind my friend who was with us, a white shadow walked behind him.
Yeah.
But I never noticed it when I was editing the video, and I clipped it out, and I was showing my mum and everyone, and she was like, "Oh my god, it looks like a soldier."
Mm.
So maybe you could show your dad that.
It'd probably be like one of them other comments that was on video. It's just a breath.
That'll
be my dad. It's just a breath. But it's not. I could argue with him till I'm blue in the face.
Well, that's what dads do. Yeah. Dads will always argue. Dads always do. Right, moving on then. After that, after your dad doesn't want to know. you went to Auschwitz.
We did.
Now, that... I think I left you a comment, didn't you? I left you a comment, not I, you, whatever. A very historical place that should never, ever be forgotten. What was that like for you two to walk around something like that? A place that's got so much devastation and death and, you know...
It's
shocking, really, isn't it? I was in shock all the way around. I was like, is that real? Like, is that all that hair and stuff real? And I was like, yeah. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, it was unbelievable. It's sad, really, isn't it?
Yeah, because we went Auschwitz and then took a little bus ride to Birkenau camp, where in Birkenau they had the, what's it called? Where they burn the bodies and stuff.
Crematorium.
Crematorium there.
Mm.
That was a weird place, but the gas, when we went to the gas chamber, inside the gas chamber, there's like markings where they would try to get out through the...
Nail sections. Where they'd scratched, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm, where they'd try to get through the... Like the light of...
You just can't believe that somebody could do something to somebody like that who's just innocent. I mean, when you walk round I thought quite a tasteful bit of the video is that you just had music playing. You didn't really talk a lot. You didn't try to...
I was trying to be a bit respectful.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I wanted to go there and film it, but I didn't know how to, if that made sense. I didn't know if to... Right guys, we're going inside.
Yeah, you know, because people can see that, can't they? People can see... I mean, you're like me when I do a video. I'm full of silly sayings and, you know, when there's a disaster or... something or not a disaster, but when there's death or it's bad.
Yeah.
I can't see, the thing is, when you talk about this event in history, I can't even put the words into it without being disrespectful. It's like somebody will always find fault with what you say.
Yeah.
And I turn to humour when during death or anything, when bad times are here, I turn to humour. Humour's my safety button.
And this am.
Yeah, I'll laugh.
Yeah.
My mum was dying of cancer and I made her laugh.
Hmm.
And that's what I do.
Yeah.
But there is nothing I can say about this that I can find humour in it. It's just absolutely terrible. And I thought you did it really, really well because you didn't say, right, let's crack on, let's do this, let's do that, as if it's some kind of adventure. You just actually gave it like a documentary, the best of your ability at the time of your life.
Yeah. It was a hard one to film, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because I messaged... the Auschwitz
tourist board kind of people, they're governors,
to see if we were allowed to film in there. We got permission to film, but then when we got there, it was like, how do we do this?
Yeah.
Because
I suppose in theory, you'd have had to go around once, survey it, and then do the video.
And then
But you did it raw.
Yeah.
And I thought that was, I think with you doing it raw, had more of an impact on the video itself.
Yeah,
you know, it was unseen.
Because there was a room. There's a room there with all the hair, the boots, the clothes.
Yeah, seen it. Yeah,
and I don't know if I filmed that. I don't know if I.
You did the boots. You did the prosthetic limbs and stuff, didn't you?
Yeah,
and the shoes, and like it's thousands and thousands of shoes.
I know, the amount of shoes is crazy, and the rooms were massive.
Yeah,
like, and it was on either side of the room as well. Like millions and millions of shoes.
They had that, when we first entered, they had like a big vase.
And I've seen that.
I think I said to you, why is there loads of sand in there? And then the tourist guide that's the ashes.
Yeah.
And yeah. I was like, no way.
That was just some of the ashes, wasn't it? That was left, that they just found. That wasn't even all of it. Yeah. That was just a minority. Is that the right word?
You know, and I think also, because of people my age, right, in the 50s and that, we, although I wasn't around, I've heard my stories from my granddad and history lessons, which we don't seem to teach history lessons now. We seem to, like, try to evade history. But I think with people, how old are you two?
I'm 27.
27.
So there you go. You see, people of your age who watch your videos will learn that that actually happened. And I'd say fair play to you, Pear, for actually doing that and bringing it to people of your age and younger who follow you.
Yeah.
You know, so fair play. And, you know, it winds me up as such when people say, oh, you're a fascist. And you think, oh, no, because that isn't happening nowadays.
Yeah.
Well, it's not happening in Europe. It's probably happening in China or somewhere. but that people ignore. But no, I say fair play to you people for doing that. Well done. And thanks. If anybody does give you any abuse or something in your comments, just say, I'm trying to record history and educate people of my age, of our age.
Yeah.
So fair play to you folks for that. I applaud you.
See, with asylums and stuff, especially psychiatric and mental asylums, the government now are trying to remove all of them from just being here and trying to get rid of history in a way. So there's only a handful of asylums left now. They're building houses or they're building flats on top of them, and that's why it's very rare to do that. But I feel, like you said, they are trying to get rid of history.
They are. They're trying to remove things, and with what has happened in history and all over the country, they are. They're all just trying to cover it up. And like I say, I think there's you and there's a few others where... Mark Adam, I can't remember his name. He does visits the old buildings and stuff. And do you watch him as well?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, he's good into.
He's good.
Is that what you aim for, that kind of level of...
I think he's just hit 100,000 subscribers, I think. But yeah, pretty much his editing, his everything about his channel's pretty good.
Yeah, because he went to Italy the other day, didn't he?
He did.
Fucking hell, I shit myself on that as well. So, yeah. So, I think you did a really good job on that. So what got you actually into the paranormal then? What got you into this? Where did you first... Did you see, like, a family member die, or did you see something on TV, or...?
Pretty much TV.
Yeah.
It was... I'll tell you how it come about. You remember the TV programme Most Haunted?
Yes.
They'd done a place in Liverpool called Woolton Hall, and when I was just doing the abandoned stuff, I went to Woolton Hall just to film it all and stuff, and the caretaker was there, and he was pretty old, and he was saying that the Most Haunted crew went in there, and everything that happened, they pretty much faked it, the chairs being thrown across the rooms and stuff, and I was like, well, I wondered if we could try it and not fake it and see what happens. But I've got a few friends in that as well who do it, and I started out by doing YouTube because of, like, mental health, and it just gets us out the house. And
for your mental health, you mean? For your
just keeps us busy,
yeah,
pretty much. Because if I don't, we had a break like last week and the week before, and I said we're gonna have to go out and film it because it's getting too much now. Yeah.
I'm the same, you know. You do need something to keep you occupied, and I need YouTube to keep me occupied, because if I didn't, I'd be in the shit.
Yeah.
So I know where you're coming from, yeah.
I'm the same there. Just go downhill and then I'd probably start arguing with her.
So you went and did this Wooten Hall yourself, did you? And
yeah.
Did you find anything?
No, I never ghost hunted there, but that I just filmed, you know, saying, oh, the architecture on here is nice, and you know, it's just like a step back in time.
Yeah.
But then, once finding from the caretaker, he was saying the paranormal TV shows have been here and faking it all and stuff. He got us interested.
Allegedly faking it, can we just say? I don't want to get sued. Allegedly faked it. Yeah, go on.
So yeah, that's what got us interested in that. I think there is a lot more to it. You know, trying to contact your family, relatives and stuff. I've done that before. Like my nana, been to a grave. People will think this is weird, but if you believe in it, I don't see how it can't can't be or can be weird. Yeah. You know, it's cause if you miss someone and you believe in the spirit afterlife and stuff, you'll think, well, why can't I do this with my own family and try and talk to them if I miss them? You know.
Yeah.
My missus June, she's got this thing when somebody has died, she has a dream. That person who's died will come and visit her in a dream, as if to say, "Cheerio, I'm going now. You look after yourself." Yeah. Always does it when a mum died, when a dad died, when the dogs have fucking died.
Yeah.
The dog has come back to say, but when her horse died, she had a horse and that died, and you know, she had a dream about a horse and stuff. It's unreal. So I think there could be something there.
They do say with dreams that's the spirit coming.
Yeah.
That's how they communicate isn't it?
Yeah, when my granddad died, every single night for about a year, I had dreams of him coming and telling me everything's all right.
Yeah.
And then he'd disappear and I'd wake up upset and it was apparently...
It's like they've died again, isn't it?
Yeah, it was horrendous. Yeah. But it was apparently him there telling me that it's all right and he's okay and coming to say goodbye kind of thing.
Yeah.
And his presence was there.
Yeah.
So then it did bring me a bit of comfort, but then I was like, it needs to stop.
Yeah, you've got to pack this in, Grant.
Yeah.
You're making me mad. You're making me
bad. Yeah.
Yeah, because every time I wake up, you're dead, and it's not nice, is it?
No.
So how do you find out about these places that you visit?
Just Facebook groups, talking to people, do my own research.
28 days later.
Yeah, there's a forum called 28 Days Later. They just list everything on there. But the historical sites, you know, like German prisoner war camps and stuff. Yeah. And that's all.
That hotel you went to, right, and you got really nothing as such, didn't you? Then also that door moved. I thought, oh, fucking hell, they're going to... It's like you do actually watch it and you think, oh, shit, they're going to come and get them. And then you can't do it, can they? Because the video's there, they've made the video. Everything is okay. Everything's fine, folks. So where's your next adventure?
Tonight.
Oh, you're going to the Lady Jane?
Yeah.
Grey Lady, that's it, isn't it? At Grey Stew.
I read the history. I don't know the history off by heart.
No.
But... It does sound like it's worth.
Yeah, worth my mate, I've just been telling you, but I'll tell the people who are watching as well. I've got a mate called Hutt, Andy Hutt, but we call him Shedde. And he used to drive from Loughborough to the Castle Donington. He's a lorry driver, and he has seen her quite a few times. He used to phone me, Dave, I've seen her again. I'm going, oh, for fuck's sake, Shedde, give it a rest. No, I've seen her again, right in front of the cab. And he's like... So hopefully, you know, you will get something
Hopefully.
We'll have a
look tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be waiting for that one. Will that be a premiere? I know she's doing lots of premieres, and they're really good.
Yeah.
Because people can actually communicate with the dead, but they can chat to you, can't you? I like that.
Yeah. So the way I do that is just because I only have one day of filming a week. Mm. So then I try and, you know, do four videos and then release one.
Yeah.
So then I've always got a backlog in case one weekend I can't film and then...
Yeah.
So that's why I post every Sunday at 1 o'clock. Is it 1 o'clock? It's 6 o'clock?
You've changed it again, haven't you?
6 o'clock on a Sunday.
That's the way it goes, isn't it? I'm the same. I thought, right, I'll stick them out at 5. No, I've got to do it at 6. Oh, what's on? Football's on. Oh, right, this is on. You have to try and plan it around, don't you?
Yeah.
So that's it. It's so how much equipment you got, mate? Paranormal stuff. That must be worth a fair few quid.
Aye.
Is it insured?
No.
Won't they insure it?
No. Why?
I don't know. Won't they insure it because they say it's cat balls or something?
All right.
You know how insurance companies work nowadays, bastards.
Yeah. No, but we've got the spirit.
You've never looked into it, though, have you? No. To insure it?
No, never. Say,
if you lost your kit, it's like a chippy, isn't it? If you lost his hammer and his drill and his saws and everything, you've got to replace that.
Yeah, aye, true. I've never thought about it.
This is what happens. When you're young, you care free. But when you get older, you think, oh, I've got to start thinking about these
things.
That's
it. Yeah, we've got everything, really. We've got a spirit box, which is radio waves, frequencies. The REM pod we were talking about, cat balls, the voice recorder. What else we got?
Temperature.
So if the temperature drops or rises,
it'll
beep and show you what colour temperature it is. Vibrations, box, so we could have put it on the floor there. And if somebody,
so you're not messing around with this, are you? You really want to do this properly?
Yeah.
Fair play to you.
It's good. I enjoy
you. Yeah. I've seen one once where they sprinkle talcum powder or something down. Does that work? Well, obviously you don't know, do you? But have you ever thought of doing that talcum powder? Because you say, "Oh, I heard a footstep."
I've got a friend who done that. We never got anything though, but we were in this old house and he put it up the stairs and all over the top of the landing. We never got anything, but I wondered if it would work.
Mm.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, it might be worth trying. Yeah. I don't know, do you?
No.
We'll try that.
Yeah, because we have heard things running up and downstairs and stuff.
In your house, we
are. Your face is burnt when you... I don't... Like you've just been whacked over the arse with a wet towel or something. That ain't... He's always the one with the camera, isn't he?
Yeah.
So it's always you're always there, isn't you? So you know what I mean? It's never him. Have you ever thought of like carrying a GoPro on you as well as you, so you've got one on you and then you can get his reactions? Is it worth?
We've done it. You had the night vision camera.
Oh
didn't
yeah.
You?
Yeah.
I had the normal camera. I never ended up using the footage, but it would have been interesting to, you know, do different clips at different times and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I reckon you've got so much potential. It's quite good. It's you've got you two have got a good relationship, and you've also got like the same interest.
Yeah,
it is just quite good. So really, really good. Now then, you did the videos on Myra Hindley, Ian Brady, Peter Sutcliffe, and Fred West. When I watch your videos, I feel like you've got like a Channel 4, this is not an insult.
Okay.
All right. A Channel 4 or Channel 5 vibe to them. Is that what you're aiming for? Do you watch that kind of stuff on Channel 4 and Channel 5 and the American stuff? Or
I do. I like the serial killer documentaries and stuff. Yeah. So with the serial killer series I've done, that was the aim to try and make it like that. It never turned out as I wanted it to, but that was the aim to...
You ain't going to hit perfect straight away, are you? This is you've got to learn and baby steps, haven't you?
So. Yeah, it was just learning, really, but I do want to create more of them, serial killer stuff. The Yorkshire Ripper one, I want to do again. I want to do the Yorkshire Ripper one again.
When the hotel room and stuff where he stopped off,
I thought
that were really good because you've not seen that before. You've not like seen the places that these people have visited.
Yeah,
and I thought because you've took a slightly different outlook on it, I thought that's really good because the TV shows they'll just go for the shock and awe of it, and rightly so. But you've gone a different route.
Yeah.
Of how he built up to this and where he stayed, which I think is more personal. Because when you stop, when you go to a hotel, you think, right, that's where he stopped. And you think, there's people there going, oh, fuck, we've slept in that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I thought that was really, really good. I thought you took a really good angle on that.
Thank you for that. Not many people know about that Fred West one, the hotel he stopped in.
Yeah, I said Peter Sutcliffe, and I meant Fred West,
Fred West, because when he was staying in Cumbria, see, I don't even think many people knew he visited Cumbria.
No.
That's why we done it. And BBC Radio Cumbria, they used to do an auction or if people wanted to sell old sofas or something.
Yeah.
And he phoned this woman up on the radio and he said, I'm not interested in your sofa. I'm more interested in you. And then he fled Cumbria. He left all his money, his work, everything, he left it all in the hotel and fled.
Yeah, but I never knew that until I watched your thing. So once again, you're being educational.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it makes you... Because he was working on the pipeline at Whitehaven. Was it Carlisle to Whitehaven or something like that? But it makes you wonder, was he up to his old tricks?
Well, this is it, isn't it? I'm sure you don't just keep your trade... I mean, I know this is probably the wrong thing to say, but you don't just keep that kind of trade to where you live.
Yeah.
You're going to leave it where you... You know what I mean?
Right,
if he takes an opportunity, he's going to do it.
Yeah.
And I thought that were really, really good. And so have you got more of those lined up? You said you want to do Peter Sutcliffe again.
Yeah, I want to do that again. Because last time we visited the Patricia Atkinson, that was his victim, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Visited her flat where she got killed.
Yeah, because that flat's like just derelict now, isn't it?
Yeah. Eerie in there. But I want to retrace everything about that because Peter Sutcliffe was friends with Jimmy Savile.
Yeah.
And
yeah, in hospital, weren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if you Google it, there's pictures of him. I think there's even Frank Bruno in one picture. There is.
Yeah. There is, aye. But that's just a massive conspiracy. I mean, there was Jimmy Savile owned a flat in Leeds, and he had a prostitute there. And then the prostitute left, and then just in the park in front of Jimmy's flat, Yorkshire Ripper murdered him.
Yeah.
So, but they did the prostitute find out too much?
This isn't tinfoil hat thing. This could have actually happened.
Yeah. So I'd be interested to look deeper into all that and do
something
on that.
You're looking at that one. Have you got anything else? Is there another one you want to do? Or
That doctor from Manchester.
Dr. Shipman. Yeah, we were just talking about him. Harold Shipman.
I'd love to do that. Do bits and bobs on him. I've got a few locations, his old surgery and stuff. Because he killed, was it 300 people or something?
Yeah.
And
a lot of people, wasn't he?
Yeah. And
he just played like God, didn't he? Just like, well, you can have it, you've gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that'd be interesting, because if you don't watch, you know, documentaries on the crime channels and stuff, you maybe won't know. Especially my generation, anyways, like you said.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting to do that, and plus, I enjoy doing it myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you get called weird for this kind of interest, or your mates like, are you fucking weirdo?
Well, I was in the local paper just for hauntings and stuff, and I don't get called weirdo, but people maybe take the piss a little bit.
Yeah,
but I just brush it off. But
people take the piss. I do all the time.
Yeah. bad publicity is good publicity, isn't it? Really?
Exactly. Well, I said that. What was something happened the other day? And I said. But friends. She's going to donate $4 million, isn't she? And like, no publicity is bad publicity. Because what's happening now is people are all watching Friends again. So she's making that $4 million back up, $4 million back up as well.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Yeah.
Especially when you're trying to grow as well.
Yeah.
You've got
4,000 subs.
Yeah, we're 20 subscribers away from 4,000 now.
Okay, so get over to his channel and sub. I don't normally do that. I don't like normally beg for people, but. He's just really good. I just think he's really interesting. I noticed that some people are quite critical on your channel. Does that affect you, or
if I'm not filming, if I'm having a break, it maybe will affect us, because I'll be down anyways, and that'll just get us down more. But if I'm busy and doing stuff and I get negative comments in,
Do you look at them though? I mean, the Myra Hindley one, you kept forgetting her name. Do you like learn from that? Think, right, well, next time I will go in better prepared.
Yeah.
Or
well, we got a lot of shit on that video. To be fair, we did.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you're not allowed to comment on that anymore. I think I took the comments off because it was just. Every comment, it was
But you've learnt from that, and this is the good thing about this that if you do take a comment, as long as it's constructive, there's too many people out there who'd rather like kick you in the nuts than be constructive. I enjoy constructive criticism, so you learn from it. Anything else you learn from? Do you reply back or try and defend yourself?
I don't know, maybe sometimes,
It's
usually me, isn't it?
Yeah.
Still like my missus. I could have 98 comments that are good, two are bad, and she'll take on the two bad ones.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm saying, June, you'll never ever get everybody happy with you. So well, you go back at them, do you?
Yeah, I'm more likely to comment back than he is. He just brushes it off, and I'm like, no.
That's it. It's just unbelievable. So if I gave you right now, I could give you say £100,000, and you could go anywhere in the world, right? Not as a holiday, sorry, you know, but to go and investigate something. Where would your two places be? Oof. You know what? When I've been on podcasts and stuff, people say, "What's your favourite meal deal?" I couldn't give a fuck about meal deals. They're all shit. So this is like my meal deal question. You've got two places that you could go to investigate?
In the world?
Yeah.
Anywhere you want to?
You've always said about going to France.
I'd like to do a France, but there's nothing.
Because there's loads of... There's hundreds of abandoned buildings in
Chateaus
France.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, there's loads.
I'd like to do Chernobyl.
Yeah?
I'd like to do Chernobyl.
Not at this moment, you wouldn't know, would
no,
you?
No. People will be coming for us.
Yeah, I think they might be, yeah. Yeah, so Chernobyl. So Chernobyl's off.
I don't know. I don't know many places, but I'd like to visit Japan. I like the culture and the different, you know, foods. Yeah.
What would you film there, though?
Yeah, what would you read? I suppose Hiroshima, wouldn't you?
Right, true. Either.
That'd be a good one too.
It would.
Because they're like they're not shadows, are they? But they are shadows on the floor where people were disintegrated onto the floor.
That'd be good. For another one.
I've put you on the spot here. He says, are you going to let me know the questions? I went, no, you can fucking.
I'm trying to think of if you've mentioned out to me.
I don't know.
Not from France.
I don't know.
Probably if you did France, you could actually go to the crash site to Diana.
Oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We mentioned it on the way here, didn't we?
Yeah, we did actually. We were talking about when we went through that tunnel
and
Stoke.
Talking about all that conspiracy.
Oh, I know that tunnel in Stoke. Yeah. All brick walls, isn't it?
I think all that's a conspiracy as well.
Yeah, I do. But you see, there again, you have to be careful on YouTube, because if you say too much, you get taken down for these opinions.
Well, that's it.
How about 9/11? Would you go to there?
I've been there, but not while I've been doing YouTube. Yeah. That was when I was younger with my mum and dad.
So you've been up to Twin Towers?
No. Just after the
Of course, you ain't that old.
It's the new World Trade Center?
I can't remember it. I can't remember.
It was half built when I went anyway, so, but that, it would be interesting to do.
Yeah.
But you would definitely get a lot of hate, I think, doing that. But
I don't know whether you would, to be fair, because nowadays people are quite open to discussion over it. So. Yeah.
Well, I've gone researching in the past about 9/11 ghosts or, you know, people doing that there. No one's done it.
No.
So.
I bet it's something that people don't touch because of what could happen to your channel and stuff, isn't it? I can't think of anywhere else now. I should have really thought of myself, shouldn't I? But disasters and planes. I mean, there's some plane crashes in Scotland, weren't there? There was an army, Air Force plane or something that crashed in there, I think.
It was near Dumfries.
Yeah.
It was near Dumfries.
And I think there's there's still wreckage all over the place, isn't there?
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
I think that'd be a good one as well.
What I need to start to do is just write everything down of all these places and just go to them.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're watching this, folks, and hopefully you are, put the comments where you think that Lewis and Fran should go and explore and investigate. Put it in the comments, or put it in his comments. That'd be better, wouldn't it? You know what I mean? If he's spending all his revenue on me looking at my video. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
You're okay with that?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you go on his channel, just leave the comments where you think would be a good play. I'll bet Sid Cannon, I've got a Liverpool lad who watches me, Sid Cannon, and he's quite a good chatty lad. Right, finishing this off then, mate, now.
Yeah.
Because it's getting warm in here, isn't it?
Yeah, it is warm.
Yeah, it is warm. Where do you see yourself in the future? Is this what you want? Would you, if somebody came up and says, we'll give you a show here on Channel 5, or is this what you want to do?
I would, probably, I mean, not even on Channel 5, just even on YouTube.
Yeah. I think the future is particularly YouTube. I don't think TV is going to last.
People on YouTube are getting more views than, you know, the BBC and stuff at the moment.
Yeah. Mm. So you'd want to be a full-time paranormal investigator, explorer of everything.
That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And then maybe build a haunted museum with loads of haunted dolls. And
your dolls.
I know.
Oh, that one that's like, it's, I don't know, they're just like, that's probably a job there, isn't there?
Mm.
Going around things.
Yeah.
So...
that'd be interesting. That's probably where I would want to be.
Yeah.
If I get there's another question, but we'll try.
You just got to keep chipping away, haven't you? It's just really good. So hopefully this video will get you the 20 subscribers. I don't know when it'll be out. It's when the lads here have edited it and put everything together. Is there anything else you would like to add to this little podcast of mine?
No.
You ought to try doing podcasts.
I maybe will. I maybe will.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know how to get on.
You just have to watch and that's it. You just crack on. So have you got any plans of meeting up with anybody in the future or what? Who did you do the video with the other night?
Josh and Liz.
Yeah.
Could have been Josh and Liz, yeah.
Yeah, you went there was a portal or something. You said there was a portal or something.
Oh, that might have been I Conjure.
Oh, was it I Conjure?
Maybe. Blonde.
Yes,
hair.
Glasses.
Yeah, yeah. I Conjure.
Yeah, that was a old school, old male boys' school.
Like. That's it, yes, boys and a girls' school. And yeah, because you were trying to talk to the kids, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, they do some mad location. They do old prisons and, you know, stuff like that. And the pay as well for, you know, like prisons and stuff. And that would be interesting to...
Yeah, we want to do another with them, don't we?
Yeah, I enjoyed that. That was good. Yeah. Enjoyed that.
We'll do that with them. The only thing is, because we live so far...
From anywhere.
we've got to travel an hour just to get out of where we live.
Yeah. But
we will definitely collab with other YouTubers and stuff, yeah.
Okay, that's great. We'll finish that then there. Let's just take a quick photo. Well, I'll just take it off the thing or something, right? So I've thoroughly enjoyed that. Thanks for coming and doing this. I really appreciate it. I really want my podcast to take off, and I want to try and help smaller channels and get I've done it again. I've put the fucking microphone. And try and help these smaller channels get to somewhere, you know, where they're happy and do that. But
Well, thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thank you
really
very much.
Really enjoyed it. All right, folks, hopefully I'll have another podcast coming soon. I've got 3 P's in the podcast. Oh, I'm recording that tomorrow. That'll be out before this. So hopefully, do more podcasts and meeting more interesting people like these people as well. All right, then, folks. Say bye, folks.
Bye.
See ya.